Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Ling Yang.
Today we are going to take a look at the business world. What do you need to enter the global market? A competitive product, a great service, and a little thing called international certification.
我们还要来看看开车用手机带来的安全隐患。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what put in mothballs and quit while one's ahead means.
All coming up on American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
distracting. Distracting is spelled D-I-S-T-R-A-C-T-I-N-G. Distracting.
Distracting, 形容词，意思是分散注意力的。
A new study shows that hand-free cell phones are 2 times more distracting for motorists than those not using a cell phone behind the wheel.
一项最新研究显示，跟开车时完全不用手机的人相比，使用免提手机的司机注意力分散程度要高出一倍。澳大利亚的另外一项关于驾车安全的研究说，
Children riding in the car are 12 times more distracting to drivers than cell phones.
孩子让开车人分散注意力的危险程度是手机的12倍。这一点估计做父母的都深有体会。好的，今天我们学习的词是
distracting, distracting, distracting.
Yeah, nothing is more dangerous than being distracted while you're driving. People with smartphone addiction should pay special attention to this.
Okay. I have to admit, I have been guilty of that. I agree with you. Texting while driving is extremely dangerous. Nothing is more precious than your life.And nothing is so important that it can't wait until you park your car.
I know, but today we're just too attached to our smartphones. Now we're habitually checking them without even knowing we're doing it.
Yeah, the first thing I do in the mornings is check my phone for emails and Facebook updates.
We're definitely checking our emails and social media more than necessary these days.I was about to buy a smartphone for my niece for her birthday. Now I think that plan should be put in mothballs.
You certainly need to make it clear to her when she's allowed to use it. Well, to continue our class, you just mentioned an interesting idiom, put in mothballs.
Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第857讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我最近建议制作一个新节目，以美国语言和文化为主题，举行相关的知识竞赛。大家都说这是个好主意，让我立即开始做。谁知道我的一个同事突然请长假，他的工作全都推给了我。结果我的新节目还没有开始，就被无限期搁置了。这在英语里叫
Put in mothballs。Mothballs is spelled M-O-T-H-B-A-L-L-S. Put in mothballs.
Mothballs 在中文里是卫生球、樟脑丸。
Put in mothballs.
就是束之高阁、无限期搁置的意思。
My show idea has been put in mothballs.
我新节目的提案就这样被无限期的搁置起来了。不知道什么时候才有时间去做。很多人喜欢收藏旧东西，不舍得扔。其实这些看似没用的东西，有的时候也能派上用场。让我们听听下面这个例子里，这位父亲是怎么说的。
My son loves the ice skates his grandmother gave him. I don't think he realizes they had been mine when I was his age. Mom had put them in mothballs.Not sure if anyone would ever get any use from them. I'm sure glad she decided not to throw them out.
这个人说，
我儿子特别喜欢奶奶送给他的冰鞋。其实他可能不知道，这双冰鞋是我小时候穿过的，后来被妈妈收了起来，并不知道以后会不会有人能穿。他没把这双冰鞋丢掉，让我太高兴了。
我祖母也是一样，什么东西都不舍得扔。
She puts everything in mothballs.
没错，弄得家里跟个二手店似的。英语里有个词专门形容这种人
，pack rat。 P-A-C-K-R-A-T, pack rat.
好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
My son loves the ice skates his grandmother gave him. I don't think he realizes they had been mine when I was his age. Mom had put them in mothballs, not sure if anyone would ever get any use from them. I'm sure glad she decided not to throw them out.
刚才我说到我祖母什么都不舍得扔，经常拿个旧打字机什么的老古董问我要不要。你别说，有时候还真有点值钱的东西。我觉得他可以把所有东西都捐给下面这个例子里正在筹备中的历史博物馆。让我们一起来听听。
Our town clearly supports building a history museum, but the mayor came out to say that he's putting the proposal in mothballs for now. Apparently, there isn't enough funding available. Still, no one's giving up hope that it can be reconsidered in the not-too-distant future.
他说，
我们镇里的人显然都很赞成建一个历史博物馆，但是镇长却说他要暂时把这项提案搁置起来，因为没有足够的资金。不过大家都不肯放弃，希望不久的将来这项提案会重新被考虑。
很多项目不能上马，问题都出在资金上。我的一个朋友在美国航空航天局工作，他开发的很多项目都是因为缺少联邦拨款而处于停顿状态。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Our town clearly supports building a history museum, but the mayor came out to say that he's putting the proposal in mothballs for now. Apparently, there isn't enough funding available. Still, no one's giving up hope that it can be reconsidered in the not-too-distant future.
Put in mothballs 这个习惯用语最早是20世纪40年代出现的。如果更简单一点的话，可以直接把 mothballs 作为动词来用。比如我可以说
My show idea had been mothballed.
或者说
The mayor is mothballing the proposal for a new museum.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
Because of sequestration, a lot of government projects are being put in mothballs.
Yeah, the budget situation is not pretty right now, but I think the whole economic picture is on the right track. Actually, because of the expansion in international markets,Hiring in the private sector is on the rise again in our area.
对啊，现在所有公司啊，都要攻占国际市场，全球化嘛。
And that will lead to an important procedure called international certification.
国际认证，大家都听过这个词儿，到底这都需要哪些程序呢？
Let's find out in today's business etiquette.
礼节美语。
一家香港公司老板 Hank 带 Chris 去见部门主管 Rebecca.
Rebecca, I'd like you to meet Chris Lee.
How do you do, Mr. Lee?
Very well, thank you. And call me Chris.
Chris is here to walk us through the certification process.
Why are we getting certified?
老板 Hank 为部门主管 Rebecca 引荐 Chris.
Chris is here to walk us through the certification process.
原来 Chris 是要帮他们公司完成国际认证程序。
To walk someone through something.
意思是带某人按部就班完成某一程序。这里所用的名词
Certification is spelled C-E-R-T-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N.
意思是认证，动词则是
Certify.C-E-R-T-I-F-Y, certify.
这家公司为什么要申请国际认证呢?
You're required to get certified by an independent auditor before beginning business with certain American companies.
And as we just landed that new account in California, we have to get the ball rolling on this ASAP.
Okay, what is required?
To To be honest, it's quite a lengthy list of things. Let's start with safety issues.
原来要跟特定美国公司做生意就必须通过
Independent Auditor
独立审计师完成国际认证。公司在加州刚找到了一个新客户
Just landed a new account.
这里的 account 不是账户而是指正式商业伙伴和客户所以
We have to get the ball rolling on this ASAP.
要立刻开始申请国际认证。
To get the ball rolling.
意思是着手做某件事情。ASAP 是
As soon as possible.
的缩写意思是立即动手。Chris 说申请国际认证非常繁琐首先是安全方面的要求。
We need to make sure there are fire extinguishers on every floor and there should be proper ventilation.
I think we are already compliant in these areas.
Workers need to wear protective gear if they're near dangerous chemicals or machines.
Yeah, we already require that.
Also, we need to make sure your factory is safe from the threat of terrorism.
Chris 说，每层楼都要有灭火器。
Fire extinguisher.
要有通风设施。
Ventilation.
靠近化学物品或者危险仪器的员工要穿戴保护性工作服。
Wear protective gear.
这些都没有问题。
We are already compliant in these areas.
这些措施公司已经在做了。
Compliant is spelled C-O-M-P-L-I-A-N-T. Compliant.
意思是遵守的、服从的。可是生产家用产品的公司为什么要防范恐怖袭击呢？我们下次继续听。
老板 Hank 说，公司 just land a new account， 刚刚在加州争取到一个新客户进行国际业务，所以要 get international certification， 国际认证。Chris 来这里 walk them through the process， 来帮助他们按部就班地完成这个程序。与美国公司合作，程序很多，他们需要 get the ball rolling as soon as possible， 立即开始这项程序。
International certification is a very complicated process and involves a lot of change and compromise. But once you get certified, you can open a lot of new doors.
Yep, in today's economy, you can't just stay in the domestic market. You need to improve yourself so you can fit into the global village economic model.
True. Let's keep listening to Chris and see what else the company needs to do.
礼节美语
Chris 向一家香港公司的老板 Hank 和部门主管 Rebecca 介绍申请国际认证的程序。首先是安全，其中还有防范恐怖袭击的要求。老板 Hank 表示不解。
Well, after the terrorist attacks on September 11th, all the rules and regulations have become much stricter. If you ship a container to the United States, it could possibly be used by bad guys to send dangerous materials.
So what kind of precautions do we need to take?
You need to have a 24-hour surveillance and alarm system set up, and the doors and gates should be monitored by guards to make sure only those who should be in the factory are in the factory.
That's pretty reasonable, and I think we can handle that.
Chris 解释说 ,911 恐怖袭击事件发生后,保安方面的要求严格了很多。要得到国际认证,需要安装全天候的监视和警报系统。
24-hour surveillance and alarm system.
门口需要警卫站岗。老板 Hank 觉得这些要求很合理。
Pretty reasonable.
公司完全可以做到。
We can handle that.
Chris 继续说。
Okay, let's move on to the next point, treatment of workers.
You know, I don't mean to be rude, but why do U.S. companies need to know how we treat our workers? That's an internal affair, isn't it?
I can understand your frustration, but nowadays it's a big issue. A few years ago, many activist groups began targeting the big American retailers. They demanded that the big sellers prove that the cheap items they are selling weren't made by child laborers or through other unethical practices.
除去安全保障措施外，还有工人待遇的问题。Hank 不明白自己公司的事情。
Internal affair.
美国公司为什么要插手？ Chris 解释说，这是因为几年前一些人权团体开始针对美国一些主要零售商家，要求他们证明自己出售的廉价商品没有使用童工
Child laborers
也没有其他
Unethical practices
不正当的做法。
So now any company that sells to the big retailers has to prove they are above board?
Yep. And it's not just America. When you sell to Europe, you have to do the same thing. In fact, the European laws are even stricter.
Well, I guess I can understand their position, but it is quite a hassle.
Yeah, but it's worth it. As soon as we're certified, we can sell our goods all across Europe and the U.S.
因此，现在凡是这些美国零售商的供货商家都必须证明
They are above board.
他们的经营方式是光明正大的。虽然申请国际认证很麻烦
It is quite a hassle.
可是 Rebecca 觉得值
It's worth it.
因为有了国际认证，跟美国和欧洲公司做生意就可以畅通无阻了。
原来国际认证中还有一大部分涉及到如何对待员工，比如说不使用童工 child labor, 没有不正当的做法 no unethical practices. 老板觉得 it's quite a hassle, 很麻烦。但是 Rebecca 认为一旦完成公司就能自由与美国和欧洲国家做生意了。
I agree international certification is a hassle, but it's worth it. The employees get fair treatment, and the companies can expand their business into the global market. It's a win-win situation.
没错。好啦，国际认证就先到这里，我们下面换个话题来听今天的 Learn a Word。
Learn a Word。
今天我们要学的词是
Sibling。 Sibling is spelled S-I-B-L-I-N-G Sibling。
Sibling 是兄弟姐妹的意思。
Sibling rivalry is a normal part of growing up。
兄弟姐妹之间的竞争是成长当中很正常的一部分。
Normal rivalries with siblings can foster healthy competition.
正常的你争我斗可以促进孩子间的健康竞争。然而，有时候这种争斗也会对孩子的心理造成严重伤害。一项最新研究发现
Bullying by a sibling can be as damaging as bullying by a classmate, neighbor, or other peers.
被自己的兄弟姐妹欺负，跟被同学、邻居或是其他同龄人欺负，会对孩子造成同等伤害。好的，今天我们学习的词是
sibling, sibling, sibling。
I so wish I had a brother or a sister.
Be careful what you wish for. When I was growing up, my sister and I fought.All the time.
But you also learn how to share and compromise during those fights.
Well, we used to fight a lot when we were little kids. But then I grew up and got bigger than my older sister. And she decided to quit while she was still ahead.
She's the clever one. 哎，你刚才提到了一个俗语 quit while one's ahead. Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第858讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这么多年来，我最喜欢的一家冰激凌店居然要关门了。我问经理是怎么回事，经理说本来公司经营得很好，结果拓展业务，增加商品，反而失去了很多老顾客。这让我想起了今天我们要学习的习惯用语，叫
Quit while one's ahead. Quit is spelledQUIT and ahead, AHEAD, quit while one's ahead.
Quit 在中文里是停止、放弃的意思。Ahead 意思是在前面。
Quit while one's ahead
就是中文里所说的见好就收。就说我喜欢的那家冰激凌店吧，本来卖冰激凌挺赚钱的，可是偏偏要增加产品种类。结果反而造成了服务和产品质量的下降。
They should have quit while they were ahead.
没错，他们本该见好就收才对。下面例句里，玩扑克牌的人就明白这一点，我们一起来听听。
I'm not the greatest poker player, but so far tonight I've managed to win about $500. If I stay in the game, I stand to make even more. But I also risk losing it. I think I'll quit while I'm ahead. That way, I'm sure to walk out with a nice pot of money I hadn't expected.
这个人说，
我打牌不是最厉害的，但是今天晚上已经赢了500美元。如果继续打下去，我可能会赢更多，但也有输钱的风险。我觉得最好是见好就收，这样一来，我就能带着一笔不小的外财离开这里。
我爸爸告诉过我，他年轻的时候有一次刚领了工资，就被朋友拉着去赌场，一上来赢了不少，可是
He didn't quit while he was ahead.
最后输了个精光，整整吃了一个月的方便面，好惨呐、啊。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I'm not the greatest poker player, but so far tonight, I've managed to win about $500. If I stay in the game, I stand to make even more. But I also risk losing it. I think I'll quit while I'm ahead. That way...I'm sure to walk out with a nice pot of money I hadn't expected.
我特别喜欢看电影，特别是老片子。上星期我又把几部经典影片拿出来看，大家一定看过《Godfather》《教父》。如果没有的话，请听下面这段介绍。
Have you watched The Godfather?A thriller about the lives of a fictional Italian-American crime family? It's ranked as the second greatest film in our country's cinematic history. After it won several Academy Awards, a sequel was planned. Although producers considered quitting while they were ahead, they soon went on to make The Godfather Part II. It also received Oscars, including one for Best Picture.
这个人说
你看过电影《教父》吗？《教父》是一部关于意大利裔美国人犯罪家庭的惊险片，是美国电影史上第二大经典作品，拿了很多项奥斯卡奖。后来有人计划拍续集，虽然制片人也考虑见好就收，但最后还是选择了拍《教父》第二部，又赢得了包括最佳影片在内的多项奥斯卡奖。
你也许会问，那排名第一的电影是哪一部呢？排名第一的电影就是
Citizen Kane
公民凯恩。好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Have you watched The Godfather, a thriller about the lives of a fictional Italian-American crime family? It's ranked as the second greatest film in our country's cinematic history. After it won several Academy Awards, a sequel was planned.Although producers considered quitting while they were ahead, they soon went on to make The Godfather Part II. It also received Oscars, including one for Best Picture.
这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
Mike, it looks like you have put on 15 pounds while I was gone. I think it's time for you to quit while you're ahead.
Well, I think, darn. Can't argue with you when you're right.
of course. 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢，想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的。 什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。